from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back Page with Bo every day at this time. Hello, Bo.
Speaking of the Olympics, we're in a little bit of an Olympics hangover, as everybody that was, you know, that touched the Olympics is now starting to go out on talk shows and do interviews and whatnot. So here's the dog father on Fallon talking about how he approaches his grandkids' birthdays.
What happened was, when I first started going to my grandkids' parties, the parents would rush me in, oh my God, it's Snoop Dogg, let me have a picture. So I had to figure out a way to take Snoop Dogg out of the party. So whatever the theme of the party was, I was gonna come as that, as the costume. As soon as the kids see me, oh my God, it's Buzz Lightworth or whoever I'm dressed as.
Yes, Buzz Lightworth. So Snoop actually shows pictures on Fallon of him dressed up as the theme animal of the party. He goes as a shark. He has one as some kind of Raggedy Ann or Andy doll.
Yeah. Okay,
pretty genius. Randy, you might,
smart.
You might have to think about doing that one
day. No, I just think like this, all right? And I've been a player and had birthday parties, and my kids' classmates have been there. And it's the kids don't give a one, two damn about you. It's be the dads. And you're just like,
yeah.
Kid's birthday party, man. Nice to talk. How you doing? Everything like that?
We got an opportunity Saturday.
It's cool.
Because you guys have all been over at birthday parties at my house.
Yeah.
People can't leave Randy alone.
That is not true.
They're lying. It's true. Everyone's normal.
I think I got that.
Everyone's normal.
I got that unapproachable face. Like, I think that's Andy's partner.
I also think, people are just like, yeah, that's the guy that Andy does the radio show with. Yeah, he played in the NFL for a while. But
no, Snoop, you shouldn't have to dress up. I meant my grandbaby stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he just doesn't want to be mean to all these people, I guess.
You can be. It's not being mean. I get tired of everybody getting mad at celebrity because they don't want to take damn pictures or something like that. I don't want to.
But also, you know, maybe he also just wants to avoid the initial kerfuffle. Right, once he gets there, he gets surrounded. So maybe he just wants to avoid that.
That's a really tall Buzz Lightyear.
That's a very tall
Buzz
Lightyear.
How can you not tell it ain't Snoop?
That's not Buzz. That's Woody.
That's dressed
up like Buzz.
Yeah.
Over in the corner dancing.
Like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to take no picture. What is wrong with that?
So,
What is wrong with that?
It seems like a good plan, though, because some people feel bad about that.
No, they don't.
Well, he does. That's why I dress up like Buzz Lightyear.
No, he don't want to keep telling him over. And he's not dressed like it to feel bad. He dressed like it because he won't even be bothered.
Yeah, don't want to be approached.
Yeah, don't want to be approached. It's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But, like, whatever it is, it was a good strategy.
But he goes from being the hero to the uncles to the hero to the kids.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It is cool.
Because everybody wants to take a picture with the
walking, talking
shark. Have
you ever dressed up in one of them things?
What, a costume?
Yeah. Like that. Like,
oh, like a mascot type? No.
No. I haven't.
I've heard they got air conditioners inside of them, though. Fans?
Ape? No.
Somebody reach out on the text line. So here's Snoop's partner, the DRE. He got ET Entertainment Tonight called up with Dre. Talking about the 2028 Olympics, Dre's thinking about entering.
What are you trying out for? What are you going to try out for?
Archery. I actually started playing around with archery in junior high, right? I stopped for a while, and my son bought me a setup. I don't know if it's for my birthday or Father's Day or something like that. So I have it set up in my backyard. And I heard that qualifying for the Olympics is 77 feet, and I practice at 90.
So I'm curious, how wide do y'all think a regular size backyard is?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not Dr. Dre's.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, how many feet? Because I practice from this one backyard to the other. Maybe I can go for the archery team, too, after seeing homegirl make it in breakdancing.
Well, we found out about the lady, right? Like, she...
she got a PhD.
Yeah. She kind of scammed her way.
Yeah, she totally scammed her way.
Yeah, she scammed her way onto the team.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the scammer has ruined it for everybody.
Now everybody thinks they can do it in a different
sport. Now everybody thinks they can do it. All right? Now, I was joking about the Philippine bobsled team. Ain't no way in the hell I'm going to be able to formulate no Filipino bobsled team. But she scammed everybody into thinking that, oh, I can do this. Everybody think it's so easy. Bo, you know this. You shoot them arrows and bows. You can't. It ain't an easy thing to do.
I don't use that cheating stuff they use.
What cheating stuff?
No, dude, they damn near don't even have to pull draw the string back.
Bo doesn't think that. Bo does think that he could qualify
for the Olympics. Bo's that Turkish pistol shooter of the archery competition.
Oh, really? No, Bo's the Abe of archery. He thinks that he could make the Olympics in archery.
You remember Gina Davis, the actress, years ago, like, tried hard to qualify in archery?
What was she?
League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Thelma and Louise and Cutthroat Island. She actually tried real hard.
She was killing the hell out of folks. That Cherry?
All I know is she dropped that ball on purpose to make Kit feel good about herself.
And there's no way in hell I would have did
that. Which is fine. I mean, whatever.
She's the best player in the league going to play 1 year. Yeah, right. She ain't like her husband that much.
I guess she did. Yeah. Walked away.
So speaking of trash-talking Noah Lyles, here's Tyreek Hill on him.
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. Didn't he want to come out and pretend like he's sick? I feel like that's horseradish. So for him to do that and say that we're not world champions of our sport, like, come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about, and that's track.
He won the gold medal.
Race him when he gets home.
I will beat Noah Lyles.
No, you won't.
I will beat Noah Lyles.
By a lot.
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask and let him know I mean business.
Damn.
So, Brady and Pats.
Hey, these people hate Noah
Lyles. Are they that mad at this boy?
They hate him.
Well, yeah, you don't come out and say that you're not a world champion, and you most certainly are.
We got no issues right there.
I know, but
damn, just the...
I just don't... How could anyone care so much
that
about
much that? And just be so mad
like,
at
everyone
him.
Knows it's nonsense. If you win the NBA championship, you're the best team in the world.
Yeah,
like,
but...
Everybody knows that.
I would... Okay, now, if we got Noah Lyles and Tyreek racing, all right? Now, Tyreek has got to be able to have trained for this. I still think Noah beats him.
I think he would.
Like, Noah ran, what, a 9.7?
Like 40 or 100?
He ran a 9.7.
Yeah.
I think Tyreek can run at least a 10 flat in 100.
Right. It wouldn't be like, embarrassing. Tyreek Hill's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's an insanely fast person.
I think.
But, yeah, Noah Lyles just won the gold medal.
He won the gold medal in 100.
Like,
won the gold medal in the 100.
I know, we
were just talking about him, get your ass up and everything, but he did win the 100 meter gold medal.
You do have to respect that.
Yeah.
Like, that is the event when you talk about the fastest man in the world.
He did win it.
He's the gold medalist in the fastest man in the world race.
He did. He won it.
And bronze in the other one.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he finished dead last. He got bronze in the other one. It's pretty good. I don't know. But again, they don't like it.
Yeah, so they do not like that cat.
Anything he did besides gold, even if he had won gold, they still would have been like, well, the one was a photo finish. You know what I mean? If he was really fast, it wouldn't have been a photo finish.
He was only faster by an eyelash.
They were just waiting to hate on him no matter what. And again, he brought a lot of this stuff himself because of the way he acts and the stuff that he says and all the trash that he talked. But, man, they really hate this guy.
And so y'all all know about Jordan Lyles. She had the bronze in the floor, and then she didn't have the bronze in the floor.
Charles.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Lyles?
Oh,
had they the rhyme. Other it's, right. yeah. it's okay.
So Jordan Chiles.
Chiles and Lyles. Yeah.
Had the bronze, didn't have the bronze. So now Flava Flav is going to come. Oh, my Flavor Flav.
Thank you.
Is going to come
Flavor
by. He's going to make Jordan Chiles a bronze clock.
I don't want that ragged-ass clock.
You don't want the clock.
Ragged.
Man, what if it's really made out of bronze?
Man, what Claw said, man, bump that cheap watch. One more game. See how you got to do you up. I don't want no damn Flavor Flav clock.
Jordan Childs is like 19. Yeah. You never heard of Flavor Flav in
your
life.
I don't want no damn. I want my bronze. It's just like I told them yesterday. And they're going to have to come get it.
Oh, the bronze?
You're going to come to my house and get it.
Oh, because she has it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
I ain't giving
that. That's a great point.
No, you got to come get mine.
It was like, what happened when they took Reggie's Heisman?
I said the same thing. Did Reggie give it?
You know, I wouldn't have given it.
Supposedly he gave it up, but then he went and made himself one.
I would not have given it back.
Come get it.
Yeah, why would you?
You going to lock me up?
Right. It's not like I stole it. You gave it to me.
You gave
it to me. Is it not property of NCAA?
This is my property. Yeah. You gave me this. I got video footage of you handing me this thing. Everybody saw it.
Nobody want no damn.
Everybody saw me break all those tackles.
Everybody saw that. I know that holds up in the damn court of law. Just put on the highlight tape.
Just put on the
me.
Put on the Fresno State game.
That's me, number five.
Convince any jury. Yeah. You know what? They're right. That is his Heisman. Speaking of juries, I watched Presumed Innocent.
Pretty good, huh?
Pretty damn good.
You finished?
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
I was.
I would have never thought.
Would have never thought.
Never thought it.
I thought it was the other lawyer.
I thought it was.
That guy's a creep.
I thought it was the oh, see, I give it away. Never mind.
All right, you tell me who you thought it was during the break.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.